Tonight on the Worldview Report, more stunning information comes out about the Maui fires, including how those who managed to escape the inferno only did so by defying the authority. In the first Fox News GOP presidential debate, the one question that most GOP voters wanted to be asked was, apparently, off limits. In the latest evidence that another lockdown is planned, the Biden regime has already begun buying COVID-19 equipment, hiring consultants to enforce, quote, safety protocols, end quote. And a lone Georgia GOP legislator calls out the Democrats for their persecution of President Trump. The rest of the Republicans in Georgia are shaking in their boots. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Information continues to slowly drip out on the fires that destroyed Lahaina on the island of Maui. And with every new leak, the story, well, it just gets worse and worse. The Daily Mail reported Thursday that Maui's top emergency officials were on another island when the wildfires began and did not join a call about the response until 5 hours after the blazes broke out. Dozens of senior bureaucrats were gathering on Waikiki Beach in Honolulu on the island of Oahu on August 8th for the annual meeting of FEMA coordinators in the Pacific region. The first fire on Maui, the Up County Fire, broke out in the early hours of August 8th. Around 6:40 a.m. on that day, a school near Lahaina was evacuated. But an emergency response call was not held until nearly 5 hours later at 11 a.m. Fire was declared contained by 9 a.m. That's what CNN reported. Yet by 3:30 p.m., fire had spread so significantly around Lahaina that an evacuation order was given for the town, and Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke activated Hawaii's National Guard. So, when the residents needed them the most, Maui's top emergency management staff was AWOL, absent without leave. They were missing in action. The fire killed at least 115 people, but folks, there are more than 1,000 that remain missing. Those who disobeyed the barricaded road closures during the Maui fires survived the disaster, while many of those who heeded orders to turn around, while they perished in their cars and home with no way out. The Associated Press reported this fact. And officials, well, they are facing increased scrutiny for the emergency response, including why the emergency sirens were not set off, whether closing the roads prevented people from getting to safety. In the early hours of the Maui fires, there were more than 30 power poles downed alongside a highway at the south end of Lahaina. Officials closed Lahaina Bypass Road due to the fires, blocking the only way out to the southern part of the island. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said during a news conference that officers never stopped people from leaving the area. But the Associated Press report suggests that residents were discouraged from disobeying the barricade. One family swerved around the barricade set up to escape the flames, while another resident took a dirt road uphill to climb above the fire. That's according to the AP. However, many others who stayed in their cars on that road were stuck in gridlock with fires surrounding them on most sides, the ocean on the remaining side. Nate Baird and Courtney Stapleton recounted their experience, telling AP they loaded the car up with their two sons, Baird's mother, and one dog to escape the flame. When they turned south to escape Lahaina, they were met with cones and were told to turn around to Lahaina, which was already burning. Instead of turning around, they ignored the order, swerved past the cones, and escaped to a neighborhood town. Baird said, quote, "Nobody realized how little time we really had. Even with us being from the heart of the fire, we did not comprehend. Like, we literally had minutes and one wrong turn. We would all be dead right now," end quote. Baird told the reporter that if they had 10 more minutes, they could have saved children who were left home alone in their neighborhood during the fires. Quote, "The kids just don't have a filter. So the son ran up and was just telling our son, you know, this kid is dead. This kid is dead. And it's like all my son's friends that they came to our house every day and their parents were at work. And they were home alone, and nobody had a warning. Nobody knew," end quote. One of the lessons to be learned from this, folks, is when the bureaucrats and law enforcement do not do what is right in the best interest of the people and protecting property and family and life, then you have the God-given and constitutional right to disobey. Again and again, we see government bureaucrats failing the people at all levels and people dying. Let this be a lesson. Again, you are a free agent. We are the government. You do not have to listen to rogue, unconstitutional, unlawful, and incompetent leaders. You do what's right for you, your family, and the protection of life. Breitbart reports that the first Republican presidential primary debate, hosted by Fox News on Wednesday, featured no question on election integrity, despite polls showing the issue is important to conservatives. Quote, "Not one question about election integrity tonight," end quote. That was from Arizona governor candidate Carrie Lake. She posted that on X, formerly known as Twitter. Quote, "If we can't talk about our broken elections, how are we ever going to be able to fix them?" End quote. A recent poll conducted by the Honest Elections Project, or HEP, from July 13th, July 16th, showed that the vast majority of U.S. voters support election integrity initiatives, such as voter ID requirements and limiting mail-in voting. That's according to a report last month by the Federalist. Poll found some 88% back voter ID rules, including Black, 82%, and Hispanic voters, 83%. That's according to the report. It also found 3/4 of voters think in-person voting is better than mailed-in ballot, and, quote, overwhelming opposition, end quote, to non-citizens and minors voting in U.S. elections. Yet, despite this debate, moderators Brett Baer and Martha McCallum asked no questions on election integrity. In contrast, former President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social before the debate, quote, "Nobody has ever fought for election integrity like President Donald J. Trump. For doing so, I will proudly be arrested tomorrow afternoon in Georgia. God bless the United States of America," end quote. Conservatives slammed the debate for being out of touch with what the Republican Party's base really is desiring. Former U.S. Senate candidate from Pennsylvania, Sean Parnell, posted on X, quote, "For the most part, this debate was not in any way representative of where the base of the Republican Party is. Most of these candidates missed the moment. It's not difficult to see why Trump is by far and away the front runner," end quote. Joe Biden's U.S. Department of Justice sued SpaceX on Thursday, alleging Elon Musk's space company discriminated against refugees and illegal immigrants in its hiring practices. According to an article by CNBC, the lawsuit alleges that between 2018 and 2022, SpaceX, quote, wrongly claimed, end quote, that export control laws limited its hiring to U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents. DOJ has been investigating SpaceX since June of 2020, when the department's immigration and employee rights section received a complaint of employment discrimination from a non-U.S. citizen. Kristen Clark, Assistant Attorney General of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division, said in a statement, quote, "Our investigation found that SpaceX failed to fairly consider or hire refugees because of their citizenship status and imposed what amounted to a ban on their hire regardless of their qualification, violation of federal law, end quote. Clark added that the DOJ's investigation found, quote, SpaceX recruiters, high-level officials took actions that actively discouraged refugees from seeking work opportunities at the company, end quote. According to data SpaceX provided, DOJ said that over a nearly four-year period and across more than 10,000 hires, the company, quote, hired only one individual who was an immigrant and identified as such in his application, end quote. The suit was filed in the Executive Office for Immigration Review, division of the Department of Justice that adjudicates cases on behalf of immigrants. DOJ lawsuit seeks to win, quote, fair consideration and back pay for the illegal immigrants, for the refugees who were deterred or denied employment at SpaceX due to the alleged discrimination, as well as they're seeking civil penalties and policy changes from the company. Be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Before we continue, let me remind you, we are brought to you by you. You appreciate this free broadcast, this public service, then we need your support. We are a listener-supported program. We could put it behind a paywall, but we don't. Push it out for everyone to watch, along with all the other programs that we produce from this news desk and studio. So thank you. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television that brings in hundreds of millions of dollars a year. So we need your support. Yeah, we're not very big, but we have bills just like other networks do. We got to cover those somehow, and we have chosen to do it through viewer support. So if you appreciate what we're doing, and I know many of you do, we appreciate your support. You can go to wvwfoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you're interested in supporting us through the mail. You also can use our phone number, 901-468-9357, if you prefer to make a contribution over the phone. 901-468-9357. The Ontario College of Psychologists ordered Professor Dr. Jordan Peterson to undergo a, quote, re-education training program, end quote, because of his social media posts. Statements Peterson made on social media did not relate to the practice of psychology, but rather his opinions on gender ideology, the medical mistreatment of minors with regards to trans surgeries, climate hysteria, and criticizing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Complaints were made by members of the public, not by any individual who Dr. Peterson has ever treated. For the verdict, Peterson said, quote, the decision of an Ontario court regarding the allegations levied against me by at CP Ontario is due tomorrow. Stand by what I have said and done. Wish them luck in their continued prosecution. They're going to need it. I tweeted and otherwise expressed my opposition to trans surgery butchery at Justin Trudeau and his minions and the lying climate apocalypse monger. All that's looking pretty good from my end. And if I can express such opinions in Canada, I will let the world know, end quote. As the Ukraine army is running out of manpower and nearing collapse, heavily invested Western allies are resolute in still bankrolling the country's war with Russia, so much so that Germany's Chancellor Scholz refers to his critics who challenge the West and NATO's efforts to supply Ukraine more weapons as, quote, fallen angels from hell, end quote. Recently, Scholz spoke to a crowd in Munich and was heckled by some in the audience, calling him a, quote, loser, end quote, and a, quote, warmonger, end quote. Prince Journal reports that, quote, he brushed off the hecklers and said the people claiming to be peaceful doves are, in fact, quote, fallen angels that come from hell because at the end of the day, they make the case for a warmonger, end quote. The TJ podcast added additional insight, noting that politicians like Scholz are desperate to maintain their power as the people continue to grow more and more restless, stating, quote, it is notable that Scholz was at a campaign event when he made the comments to the peace protesters. He is in a political fight for survival. Establishment politicians in Germany are pressing panic button amid the surge in popularity for the country's top far-right political party, which seems poised to make gains in local and national elections based on financial hardship and disgust for the ruling elite, end quote. One ex-user posted that Scholz is likely all in on the war for two main reasons. One, the far right is growing in popularity with its no war message. And two, Scholz thinks that winning a Nobel Peace Prize could benefit his campaign. So the way to win a Nobel Prize today is to fund war. We have clearly entered the dystopian world of Orwell's 1984, where war is peace. The only difference, this isn't fiction. The Hill reports that House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, who I just mentioned, fired off a sweeping request for documents dealing with President Trump's prosecution and persecution in Georgia, asking Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to turn over all records relating to the case. Jordan's letter cites, quote, concerns about Willis's motivation, end quote, in bringing the case and suggests her sprawling racketeering indictment against the former president and 18 others highlights, quote, the threat that such state prosecutions can pose to the operations of the federal government, end quote. The letter also asked whether Willis at any point communicated with the team of special counsel Jack Smith, who earlier this month brought federal charges against Trump related to his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The letter mirrors those that the committee has sent related to other criminal cases against Trump, echoes the former president's frequent complaint that all of the charges leveled against him are motivated by politics rather than any wrongdoing. Jordan writes, quote, the timing of this prosecution reinforces concerns about your motivation. You did not bring charges until 2.5 years later, the time when the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination is in full swing. Moreover, you have requested that the trial in this matter begin on March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday and 8 days before the Georgia presidential primary, end quote. Thursday's letter lays out a case for Trump, arguing the actions he took in Georgia, asking the Secretary of State to find enough votes for him to win and assembling a slate of fake electors could be considered official actions by a president. He also makes the case that such prosecutions could have a chilling effect on presidents while in office, writing, quote, to the extent that presidents fear that they may be subject to politically motivated prosecutions after they leave office, this could impact the policies they choose to pursue while in office, end quote. While America is arresting a former president and his attorneys for questioning the results of an election, Germany has prosecuted a judge who had the audacity to strike down a series of COVID mandates and restrictions. German judge on Wednesday was slapped with a suspended sentence of 2 years imprisonment for ruling against mandates for children in 2021. Weimar family court judge Christian Detmar overturned forced mask wearing, physical distancing, and mandatory COVID-19 testing in two Weimar schools in 2021 in defiance of Thuringian education ministry mandates. Judge Detmar believed child mask wearing should be a decision made by parents, whereas school mandates impinge on freedom of expression and personal health choice, according to Global Village Space. While there is no scientific evidence for masks or lockdowns, the public prosecutor at the district court shortly thereafter initiated criminal proceedings against Judge Detmar for, quote, perversion of justice, end quote. UK Human Rights blog reports that authorities raided Judge Dittmar's office, home, and car in April and June of 2021, confiscating his phone and laptop. They also raided the three experts Judge Dittmar relied on to issue his ruling, well as Judge Matthias Gitterick, who also ruled against mandates. On Friday, the prosecutor at the Thuringian Higher Regional Court accused Judge Dittmar of, quote, abusing the children as puppets, end quote, to achieve his ultimate goal of defying mask mandates and demanding a 3-year prison sentence. German authorities have shown little tolerance for opposition to COVID-19 restrictions. In fact, in December, a Stuttgart court ordered an 85-year-old Holocaust survivor to be forcibly injected with the COVID-19 shots and committed to a mental health facility. Though Germany's vaccine mandate had been rescinded, the court order directed German authorities to enter the elderly woman's apartment and commit her to a psychiatric ward on January 11, 2023, where she was to be injected twice with the COVID vaccine, quote, for her own good, end quote, and held until December 2024 at the latest. According to a translation of court documents by France's News 24, the court has justified its decision by diagnosing the woman with narcissism, egomania, dementia, and obsession with music. Let me tell you something, folks. I have not been a fan of the German government since Nazi Germany ended. No, I wasn't alive then. But I do not believe that that government ever learned their lesson. How many years has it taken for the Jews to get compensation and be made whole for all that was taken from them? Let me tell you something. I don't think for a most part, and I'm not condemning all German people, but for a most part, the German government never learned their lesson. And they're proving that they didn't learn their lesson from the ideology of Nazi Germany. This is one disgusting country. But then again, America isn't far behind, unfortunately, in its neo-Nazism. Lest we forget, we are the ones that largely exported eugenics to Germany. Because in the early 1900s, we were writing here in our country about eugenics and forced sterilization. In fact, Hitler, as a young man, was reading many of these pro-eugenic documents coming from America. So I guess we can't throw too many stones now, can we, as a nation? Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Georgia State Senator Colton Moore joined Steve Bannon on the War Room on Thursday morning. President Trump was booked in Atlanta on speech crimes. That's right, speech crimes. This is a defining moment in American history. Senator Moore called for a special session of the Georgia Senate to defund criminal Atlanta DA Fannie Willis for bastardizing U.S. law and charging Americans for speech crimes, something unique in U.S. history, but used frequently by brutal dictatorships to control their population. Senator Moore placed the indictments in perspective, saying, quote, these individuals, what they were doing, they were questioning the integrity of the election. Some of them have been indicted off evidence of nothing more than a tweet, right? Or a Facebook post. So what does that do to anyone else who wants to speak out? They became afraid. They become fearful for themselves because they're worried they too could be indicted, end quote. That's the whole issue right there, folks. They are sending a message to the nation that freedom of speech in this country is over and that a new one-party state is in control of everything said and done in this nation. Watch this video.
An individual who won the greatest come from behind victory in the history of American presidential politics in 2016, then with 74 million votes, won the presidency again in 2020, is now about to be arraigned, I don't know, on 13 indictments. The details are not relevant. But you used quite an explosive term before we went to break. You said that these people were political prisoners. Explain to our audience, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, these individuals, what were they doing? They were questioning the integrity of the election. Some of them have been indicted off evidence of nothing more than a tweet, right, or a Facebook post. So what does that do to anyone else who wants to speak out? They become afraid. They become fearful for themselves because they're worried they too could be indicted. I mean, this is the exact strategy that dictators and authoritarians use all across the globe. I mean, even Saddam Hussein used this with his political dissidents. Anyone who speaks out again, they get put in the gulag. That's what we're seeing here in the state of Georgia. And it scared my fellow senators into speaking out. It scared my fellow representatives into speaking out. And right now, the people demanding their legislators to speak out and call for the special session is about our only hope legislatively.
And other than legislation, our only hope is that people do not cower in the face of this tyranny, but resolve to speak out even more. That and a whole lot of prayer is what's needed. That's our only hope as this nation begins to navigate uncharted waters. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for watching and for tuning in each and every day. You can support us by simply going to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. B66. That gets you savings, and we get credit with each purchase, and that's how they track it, B66. So if you want to get savings and help support this broadcast, you can go to MyPillow.com, buy some sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. But use the code B66 so you get savings and we get credit. We all win. Then, of course, you can go to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com, where you'll find emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life and actually tastes really good. I've had many of the entrees. In fact, we've put it in front of people and let them eat it, and they went back for seconds not knowing it was freeze-dried food. That's how good it is. You can check it out at WVWTVStore.com. Make sure you're ready for what the elites have planned. I think we know, right? COVID 2.0 and lockdowns and what you think that's going to do to the just-in-time inventory. You'll also find emergency supplies on top of that at WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, don't forget about QUXNOW.com. QUXNOW.com, your conservative alternative to Roku. And guess what? Not only will they not censor us, they're streaming all of our programs, but guess what? They're not tracking your data and selling it. They're not tracking your data. They're not invading your privacy. You don't want your privacy invaded, right? You want to be secure in that. They will not track your data and sell it. So you can go to QUXNOW.com, buy this little box, hook it to your flat screen TV with an HDMI cord, and then sync it to your wireless router, and you're streaming all of my programs free of charge, live on demand. QUXNOW.com. QUXNOW.com. Be sure, please, to use the code WVW at checkout. When you do, they'll take $25 off the price of the box. So again, QUXNOW.com, and then code WVW to save $25. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching. Until next time, may God save America. Take care.